Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is ready at the table and He's ready to dish out the word, His word. You're welcome to the 11th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful time to be in the presence of the Lord. And if this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you. But if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. Kindly help us to share till it gets to everybody that needs to hear this message. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Church of God. Today, the topic before us says God's timing. God's timing. And you know what they say about God's timing? God's timing is always the best. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 11, Standing on the Promises of Christ our King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Chronicles from chapter 12 to chapter 16. Our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14, which says, Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 21, from verse 1 to 2. Genesis chapter 21 from verse 1 to 2. From verse 1 it reads, And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which the Lord had spoken to him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, God's ways are perfect, and this includes his timing, like we see in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31. In Genesis 12 from verse 1 to 3, he promised Abraham, through your seed shall all the earth be blessed. At that time, Abraham had no child, and 25 years later, nothing had happened. However, one day, Abraham was sitting in front of his tent, and his appointed time came. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, When the day of Pentecost was fully come, God didn't act 1 minute too soon or too late. Beloved, there is an appointed time for your miracle. When that day comes, nothing special might seem to be happening. But your miracle will not pass you by. You might just be going about your normal business like Abraham, who was just sitting in front of his tent. Moses' appointed time met him at the backside of the desert while going about his shepherding duties, like we see in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. And Peter's time came while he was waiting in the upper room, like we see in Acts chapter 2. For Saul of Tarsus, his appointed time came as he was traveling to cause havoc in Acts chapter 9. I received a prophecy in 1961 that I would be traveling abroad regularly. At that time, traveling abroad was a really big deal in my village, and I had not even been to Lagos State, where the international airport is located. However, it was time for the prophecy to start manifesting. It was beyond my wildest imagination. Also, when I became the general overseer of RCCG, I left my wife and children I left my wife and children in Ilorin to live in a one-bedroom apartment at Mushin, a relatively poor suburb in Lagos. I wanted to bring my family over to live with me, but I couldn't do that due to the size of my apartment. I went to God in prayers and explained the challenges I was facing. I told him to help me get a decent accommodation. God's response to me was shocking. He said, "Son, I have decided to build you a city." I was asking him for a boy's quarter, but he was talking about a city. Today, Redemption City is the manifestation of that prophecy. These prophecies and more looked impossible when I first received them, but God has fulfilled them in my life according to His timing. Beloved, if God has made promises to you, don't be discouraged if you are yet see them come to pass. God is not a liar. If He makes a promise, He will surely fulfill it. Like you see in Numbers 23 verse 19. Wait for His appointed time. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, remain steadfast in God. The appointed time for the fulfillment of His promises will surely come. May God bless you reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, I want you to be a blessing to somebody today. I want you to be a blessing by sharing this message. Let's help spread the gospel and let it get to the right channels. And how can you share? Now, our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.